Today is Daf Lamed Hey. We're on Lamed Hey. Up to the Mishnah on the top of Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph, and here we go. Number one, Mashbi'a ani Aleichem. I make you make a shvua. Im lo tavo'u v'tiyaduni, if you don't come and testify for me, sh'amar ish ploni lite li mitzayim zuz, that so-and-so is going to give me 200 zuz, right? V'lo nasan, and he didn't give it. Hari elu piturin. You are pater, right? Why? Why are you pater? Why is that guy pater? She'ein eit chayavin el al tfias mamon kipikaron. Because the edim are only chayiv if there's a denial of money like a pikaron. What happened over here? Right? Mashpiyani aleichem im lo tavo'u v'te'aduni sh'amar ish plon. Right, because over here, the guy admitted he's going to give the $200.
What?
The guy admitted. In other words, I come to you and I say, Reuven told me he's going to give me $200.
Right.
You heard that.
Why?
Because he owed it to him. You heard that. So please come testify. Uh-huh. That's your putter, because I didn't demand
it. Right.
Next.
Demand?
Exactly, there's no demand. Mashbi ani aleichem kishateidu li edus. Also, another case, if I say, swear for me that you have edus, shetavo v'taduni hare ela paturim. That's also pater. Why? Because the shvua precedes the edus. Number three. Amad bebeis hakenes. What? No. This is a technical problem. This is a technical problem. The shvua is before the demand. So that's a technical problem. What do you mean if someone changes his mind?
He says,
what do you mean? I don't know any edus for you? I changed my mind. I do know edus for you? I forgot? So, okay. we're actually going to get to stuff like that. Number three. Amar b'beis hakneset. The guy gets up in shul. Farmer and says, Mashpia ni aleichem, shimatim yodim li edus, shtov v'taduni. Anybody here know edus for me? Anybody here can help me out? Hari elu paturin. And nobody answers him. Hari elu paturin. They're all putter. Why? There was no demand. There was no demand. Right? Anybody know anything for me? That doesn't work. Number four. Amar l'shnayim. Guy says to two people, Mashpia ni aleichem, ish ploni, uploni, shimatim yodim li edus, shetavo, shetaduni. If I say to two specific people, if you guys know edus for me, please come give testimony on my behalf. I didn't say to the whole shul, stam, a room. I said it to two people. Then, v'hein yodim lo edus, and they knew that they do know edus. However, they didn't see it. Eden p'ed, they heard hearsay. Thank you. Oshay Echadim Karav Apostle, or they're related to me, they can't be Eidim anyway. Harbi Elu Peturin, they are all Pater. Now, 95% of this Mishnah was repetitive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Tosa says on top, Afa Gav Tekvar Shamanu, we learned this already. Deino Haggis Ela Beruyin Lehayid, they have to be Roy to be Eidim, they can't be relatives. Why is it repeated again? It's drichlash limis nehacha dafilum yesh shlosha edim. Let's say there are three edim, the three of you, vashnayim ksherim, and two of them are kosher. Paturin, it's still no good. It's still pater. Why? Paturin the edus shabat lemiksasa bat lekula. That's an old rule in hilchas edus, right? What?
It's only a third.
What do you mean only a third?
Shabat lemiksasa.
Yeah, so two are related to me, or one's related to me, the edus is no good. The Rabban gives another reason. The Rabban says, another reason is because, let's say I come and say, you know, guys, I know you're related to me, but the borrower said he wouldn't mind. And we know that if the borrower, you could waive Krovim, you could waive that issue. The borrower said he wouldn't mind. It's also not, right? Okay, next. Case number five. Shalach biad avdo, if I send my servant to go ask you guys for edus, o biad Osha Amar Lahen Hanitba, or the Nitba says it, the lender says it, the borrower says it, please come testify that I paid it back, right? The borrower says it, Ein Mashpia Ni Aleichem Shim Atem Yodim Li Edus Shatova Taduni, come please testify for me, the lender's driving me crazy, the borrower says please testify for me, Hare Ela Paturin, it's also Pater, Ad Shiyishma Yipi HaToveya, you have to hear from the Toveya himself, not from the Nitba, not from a cousin, not from a relative, not from an eved. Has to be, the demand has to be from the borrower from the lender himself.
Or the Bezdin.
Not the Bezdin. The lender himself. Only that person. Now, Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Mashbiani Aleichem. Please testify for me. Imlo tavo v'teiduni. If you don't have any aides for me. Sh'amar ish ploni li te li matzayim zuz v'lo l'rasan. That what his name said, he owes me the money. He admitted it. Yachol yichayovin. I would think that's valid. Talmud lomar. Techte l'gzeirishava. It's a gzeirishava. Nemar kan techte. It says over here by eidos techte. V'nemar lahalon techte. And it says by pikadon, also the word techte. Ma lahalon tfias mamon. Just like over there, it's a demand for money. V'yeshlo, right? And the shomer, whoever that person is, has a chiyuv. Where's my thing I asked you to watch?
Right.
V'yeshlo. Afkan, so to over here, yeah. Tfias mamon, it has to be a case of tfias mamon, v'yeshlo. And he has it. As opposed to, he promised he'd give it to me, that doesn't count. What? Why not? He admitted he owes me the money. Okay, next. Where am I? Oh, Mashpiyani Aleichem Shethedu Li Edus. The second case was that you put the Tanu Rabbanan. Mashpiyani Aleichem swear Shethedu Li Edus that when you have Edus, Shetevo Vetaduni, that you're going to come testify for me. The problem is that the shivu is before the demand. Yachol Yechai, I think that's good. Tamad Lomar V'shama Kol Ola. You hear the voice of the shivua. V'hu Eid O Ra O Yada. Mi Shekadma Eidus L'shivua. The Eid has to come before the shivua. V'lo Shekadma Shivua L'Eidus. Not the other way around. Okay. Next. Amad B'beis HaKnesses V'amar Mishbiani Aleichem. A guy gets up in shul and says, anybody have testimony for me? That's also not good. Amar Shmuel. I feel Eidus B'nei'en. Even if the Eidus are sitting there. Even if they're there. And they do have Eidus for him. And then they don't stand up. That's not a violation of Shavuot's Eidus. Why not? Not only that, that's one thing. He didn't say to them. He said to the room. That doesn't count. Right? Amar Shmuel, I feel Eidus B'nei'en. Even if the Eidus are there. So Pshita, that's obvious. L'tzricha, dekai ilavei. Now the answer is that those two agents stood up. So we do know Aedus for you. We do know Aedus for you. Anybody had answer for me? Yeah, we were there. We saw it. Excellent. Then they said, you know what? We're not coming. We changed our minds and we're not coming. Not the same. I would have thought, Commander Amalu Dami, that was a specific request. Kamash Balon, no, it wasn't. Tadinami Hachi, Ra Sia Shelbani Adam. You see a group of people, Omnin, standing around. The Eidim Beinayin, and the Eidim are part of that group. V'amar lehen, mashbiani aleichem. Swear for me. Ematim yodin li Eidus, if you know Eidus for me. Shetavo v'te'eduni, that you're going to come and testify for me. Yachal yuchayavin. I would think they're chayav. Tamad lomar, v'hu Eid. That v'hu Eid. Right? Okay. Vare lo yichad Eidov. He didn't specify, designate exactly. Yachal afilu omar kala omdin kan. What about everyone standing here? Tabalam avu aid very yichid edav. But if you miyachid them, then they do have to come. Then this doesn't apply. This kulo, this heter doesn't apply.
If they're chayav this whole time, you're talking about that they actually make a shvur. They don't have to make a shvur.
That they have to make a shvur.
Have to make a shvur.
You would want them to testify for you in reverse.
That's why there's a mitzvah in the Torah to go do this, right? Because you can help your friend out. These are people that are not such nice people. They're not such nice people. Right? They know Aedus for you and they don't want to come. So why aren't they Chayav Shavua, which is a serious matter? Why aren't they? Because all the rules weren't followed technically. Every mitzvah is like that. Right? You don't do Shechita like this exactly, then it's not called a Shechita. 95% the same. You didn't follow the rules. Okay.
That's what, no one in that group knows that they have no...
They know. They know.
Of course they know.
What?
They
know. That's why he said it like that.
Of course they know.
Did anybody know anything to help me out?
Right.
And no one said anything.
Right.
Or they said, yeah, we do, but we're not coming, whatever it is.
So they didn't come forward.
They're not chayav shvua. Why? The rules weren't followed. It's a crazy thing. Okay. But now that he knows, now that he knows them, that they're them, he can call them separately.
He can come back and do it again.
I'm asking you to please come give aid to me.
Right.
What are you going to deny it? Yesterday you said you knew Eidus.
Right.
You're going to deny it now? You're changing your mind? It's a funny thing to say I changed my mind.
Right.
Okay, next.
Yeah.
Amal l'shnayim, mashbi ani aleichem. Right? The next one was, he said to two people, give testimony for me. And they only know testimony, like hearsay or their relatives. Tanu rabbanan, amal l'shnayim, mashbi ani aleichem, ploni u ploni. I want to make the two of you swear. Im atem yodim li edus. If you know edus, shetavo v'teyaduni, to come give testimony for me. V'hein yodim lo edus. They do know edus, but it's aid me p'aid. Oh, shay echidim karav apostle. It's hearsay, or one of the relatives, one of the edim is a relative. Yachol yichayavin. I would think that that's still chayav. Talmud lomar, im lo yagid v'nasa avono. If you don't speak, you're going to bear a sin. Beruim ha'gadah kasa medaber. It only means someone's roy to give testimony. You're not roy. You can't come into court into Bezin and Sakif to hearsay. And my cousin told me that Reuven lent Shimon $100. That's not good edus. Even if it's true, it's not good edus. You have to see it. Next. Shilach
bi'aravdo. Are you obligated to say, my cousin told me so, he would be...
No, that's worthless.
That's no.
No, it's worthless.
No.
You're obligated to say that? I don't think so.
No, I'm saying, I can't testify because I only heard it same time.
So go to him.
Yeah, go to him.
So maybe I don't have a... And if you don't do that, you chayav a shavua. I don't know. Shilach bi'aravdo. Tanur abanan. Shilach bi'aravdo. We did this already? No. Shilach bi'aravdo. Oh, sh'amal ha'anitba. You didn't go yourself. You sent your underling to go do it, right? Oh, or sh'amal ha'anitba. Or the nitba said it. The borrower said it. Mashbi'ani aleichem shematim yodim li edus sh'tavav v'teduni. Come give edus. I paid the guy back. The guy's driving me crazy. You saw it. Come give edus. That doesn't work. Yachal yechayev. Talmud lomar im lo yagid v'nasa avono. My Talmuda. How do you get that din out of those words? That the nitva, the borrower can't ask you to come, right? How do you get that out of those words? Amar Rabbi Lazar im lo yagid ksiv, im lo yagid v'nasa alvono, v'im lo acha lo yagid potter. And if someone else asks you, then you're potter. Only he asks you. Only the toveya. Someone else asks you, you're potter.
Well, how can anybody prove that you were with that you know that? How can you prove? Maybe I was.
You asked me that already.
What?
You asked me that question already. You did. You asked me not today. You asked me last week.
It's a trick question. It's a trick question.
Any situation, how do you know they were paying attention? They were on the floor. How do you
know?
You force them
I don't know. It's a good question.
Assume yes.
Right, exactly. Let's say you do know. Let's say you know.
You have special powers.
Yeah.
I did this.
You did. I didn't have an answer for you then. I remember you asked me that. Okay, it's fine.
He gave
me a week, right? Okay, next. Mashbia ani aleichem. If I ask you to swear. Or mitzvah ani aleichem. Or I say it's a mitzvah to swear. I use some other lashon. Osrechem ani. Or I like make some kind of iser on you. All these are the lashonos. Hare elu chayavin. All that is chayav. If I say bashamayim uva aretz, with heaven and earth, you should come give testimony for me. What does that mean? Hare elu peturin. That's pater. Why is that pater?
Because
it doesn't mean anything.
I don't know what it means.
What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. Baal of Dalet. If I ask you to swear with Hashem's name that starts with an Aleph Dalet. Be Yudhei. Or with a Yudhei. Or Beshakai. Or Tzavakos. Or Bechanun. Virachum. Be'erech. Apayim. Rav Chesed. Uvachol Kinuyin. Any other way that Hashem's referred to. Hashem's not referred to as the earth. When you say the earth, you don't mean Hashem. You say the heaven and earth, you don't mean Hashem either. But if you say all these other words, you do mean Hashem, then, Hare Elu Chayavin. That's Chiyuv of Shavua.
Why does it leave out the Elohim?
We're going to get to that in the Gemara. Right. We're going to get to that in the Gemara. Hamakal B'kulon Chayiv. If you curse somebody using any of these names of Hashem, you're chayef for cursing. You're only chayef for cursing if you curse with Hashem's name, right? So if any of these names, you get the avera. Divrei Meir, v'chacham and potrin, v'chacham say yipater because you have to use the shem hamiyuchad to curse. Hamakal av v'imo, if you curse your father and your mother, kulan bekulan with any of these names, Chayav, you're chayav, divra meir, v'cham potrim, v'cham say you potter. Hamakal atzmo, if you curse yourself, right? The first case, by the way, was when you're cursing Hashem. When right. You curse Hashem himself, you can use any of those names. The Chacham said, no, only Hashem's, only the Shem HaMiyuchad. You curse your parents, any name. The Chacham said, no, only Hashem's name. Only the Shem HaMiyuchad. Hamakal Atzma, if you curse yourself, not sure what that means exactly, or V'chaver, you curse some stammer person, B'kulan over belos. With anything, you overloads, I say. Here, even the Chacham agree. So the Gemara is going to ask, why on this they agree, and on the other, and your parents and Hashem, they don't agree. Right. Okay. Yakika Hashem Elokim, right? V'chein, Yakika Elokim. See any of those kinds of Lashonos? Zei Olak Suva Batorah. That's a curse that's mentioned in the Torah. Right. Al Yakika. Or Yivarechacha. V'yitev Lecha. Remeir Mechayev. V'chachamim Potrin. All those Lashonos. Remeir says Yechayev. V'chacham says Yipater. At the end of the day, if we don't get to it today, we'll get to it tomorrow. Now, says the Gemara. Mashbiyani Aleichem, Mike Amar. What does that mean? Mashbiyani Aleichem. What are those? And then it says mitzvah ani Aleichem or osarchem ani Aleichem. What does all that mean? Amar of Yehuda, Hachik Amar. Here's what it means. Mashbiyani Aleichem, bishvua hamura batorah. You make somebody swear with a shvua that's mentioned in the Torah. For example, mitzvah ani Aleichem, betzava hamura batorah, with a command in the Torah. Osarchem ani. I make something also for you, be'isser ha'amor b'Torah, like an isser that's mentioned in the Torah. Okay.
That's what he's saying.
Exactly. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said to him, to who? To Rav Yehuda. So the guy that said it can't be because Abaya and Rava were the same age. Abaye and Rav were the same age, pretty much. And it says in the Gemara that on the day that Rav Yehuda died, Rav was born. So how can Abaye talk to Rav Yehuda? It doesn't make any sense. It's impossible. So they take out the word Amalei. Anyway, Amalei, or they take out the word Lei. Amar Abaye said, Ela hadatani Rav Chia, kuvalchem ani, hari elu chayavin. If you say a word kuvalchem, what does that word mean in English? Kuvalchem.
I chain you.
So, kuval b'daraisim exib, that's not a word that doesn't appear in the Torah. What kind of word is that? Ela amar abaya hachik amar. Mashbi ani aleichem b'shvua. I make you swear with a shvua. Metzav ani aleichem b'shvua. Otar chamani b'shvua. All these words are shvua. Kuval chamani b'shvua. Has nothing to do with words appearing in the Torah. Nothing to do with that. It's just all different variations of saying the same thing. Which is, I make you make a shvua. Okay, we're up to the two dots. Five lines from the bottom, yeah.
Correct.
Now we're going to go on a tangent about Hashem's names. Okay? So it says like this, Ba'alaf Dalid, B'yud Hei, B'shakai, B'tzavakos, Chanan, V'racham, Erech, Apai, and Rav Chesed. One second. So we said, if you say any of those words, if you use any of those words, the equivalent of Hashem.
Right?
So, lememra de Chanan v'Racham Shemos Ninu? What, Chanan and Racham are holy names of Hashem? Never heard that before. They're attributes of Hashem. Hashem is kind.
Right?
So if I say the kind one, I curse my parents, I can't stand you, like the kind one. That's not cursing with Hashem's name. That's what it says. Right? Is that true?
Swear by that.
So says the Gemara, Verminu, 1 minute. Ye Shemosh Enimchakin. There are some names you can erase. Ye Shemosh Enimchakin. There are some names you can't erase. Which ones can't you erase? The holy ones. Eluhain Shemosh Enimchakin. Here's the ones you can't erase. Kigod, Kale, Elokecha, Elokim, Elokechem, Eya Asher, Eya, Aleph Dalid, Vyud Hei, Visar Shakai, Tzivakos, Hare Elu, Enimchakin. Those cannot be erased. Avol, Hagadol v'Hakibah v'Hanor v'Adir v'Chazak v'Amitz v'Azuz Chanan v'Racham Erech Apayim Rav Chesed Hare Elu Nimchakim. They can be erased. Why can't they be erased? Because those are just ways of describing Hashem, not Hashem Himself. Hashem is very kind. Hashem is very strong. Hashem is very awesome. That's not Hashem. So why are these words in the list of cursing with Hashem's name? So Amar Abaya, I'm not 100% sure I get the answer. Masnithan, the Mishnah is talking about like this. B'mi shehu chanun, b'mi shehu racham kamar. The one who is chanun, the one who is racham. How'd that answer the question?
You're pointing at Hashem.
What?
You're pointing at Hashem and saying, b'mi shehu.
What's the difference between Hashem is racham, b'mi shehu? What's the difference?
I'm swearing by the person who's the real racham.
So Amar Le Rava, Ihachi, b'shemayim v'aretz nami.
Right.
Then Shemayim Varet, same thing. We said in the Mishnah, Shemayim Varet is not a Shavua.
Right.
So why not? Right? Who is in the heaven and who is in the earth? So is that a good question, Rabbi just asked? No. B'misha HaShemayim Varet Shalokamah. It means the person, the being that owns heaven and earth.
Right.
Or that is heaven and earth. Haki Hashta? You can't compare kind and awesome to heaven and earth. Hashem over there, Kivin Deleka, Midi Achrim, Igri Chan of Arachim. There's no other thing you can call Chan of Arachim. There's no other being that you can call kind and awesome and all those attributes. No other being. Only Hashem like that. Vaday b'mishu Chan and Vaday b'mishu Rachim Kamar. It means the one who is Chanun, the one whose essence is Chanun, the one whose essence is Rachim, the one whose essence is awesome and Gadol, Gibor, Venora. It's only Hashem. However, Hacha Kivod De'ikos Shemayim V'aretz. There is a heaven and there is an earth without Hashem being the heaven and the earth. Hashem created the heaven and the earth. He is not the heaven and the earth. He created it. He's not heaven, he's not earth. So when you say the one who is in the heaven and the earth, doesn't have to be Hashem. This tree is also in the earth. Maybe it's a tree. But Shemayim uv'aretz kamar. So when you say heaven and earth, you don't mean Hashem who is the heaven and the earth, because there is already a heaven and an earth. So therefore, it's not the same thing at all. Therefore, Shemayim uv'aretz doesn't mean Hashem, but Chan and Verachim, the one who is Chan and Verachim, it does mean Hashem. There's nothing else it can mean. Now that we did that, I think we're going to go off on a tangent on erasing Hashem's names. So, all people that you know need to know these questions.
So,
busy with this stuff. Tanu Rabbanan, Kasav Aleph Lamed Me Elokim. If you write the Aleph Lamed from Elokim, or Yud Hey Me Yud Hey, and then the Vav and the Hey, Harayze Einimcha. You can't erase it. Why can't you erase it? Because those Aleph Lamed is already holy, and Yud and He is already holy, right?
What happens if you have this in a regular name, like you own a son?
Huh? It's a very good question.
Like you own a son.
It's a good question. Yeah. I don't know.
There are people who won't call Yehuda fully.
Correct. I personally believe that that's a 20th century invention. I don't know if it's a Mishagath. I don't know. But it's an invention. I don't think it ever existed before that, right? Well, they write Yisrael Aleph Dash Lamed. I never saw that. No one ever saw that before till now. Right, to put a thing there because they don't want to. It could be it's legitimate. I'd like to see someone say that. Source. Anyway, right, so the word kale, does the word Aleph Lamed ever appear in the Torah?
El.
Yeah. As a, no, as Hashem's name. Kale Rechapai, right? What about Yud Hey? Did that ever appear in the Torah?
Yeah.
Yeah? What?
Yeah.
Where? I know of two places. Yod Hakeis Kaz 1 and in Az Yashua, Ziva Zimus Ka.
Right?
Only two places that I know of. In the same parsha. It's funny. It's not, I don't think it appears. It could be it does. I don't think so. Anyway, what about Shin Dalad Mishakai? Shin Dalad doesn't mean anything by itself. Shin Dalad. Right? That's not a holy name. Right? Or.
But it's the two letters.
What?
That's the two letters.
What? I know, but it doesn't mean anything.
Yud-K means something.
Exactly, Yud-K means something.
Shin Dalad
doesn't mean anything. Aleph Dalad, Aleph Dalad Mud Yud. Right, Aleph Dalad. Aleph Dalad together doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. So is that holy? No. Right? Tzadi Beis, made Tzavakos. You write a Tzadi Beis from the word Tzavakos. How is it Imchak? So you can erase that. Right? Does it shed any light on the name Yehuda? Or Yisrael? Doesn't shed any light on that question, right?
No.
Rabbi Yossi Omar, Tzavakos kul nimchak. You can erase the whole word Tzavakos. You know why? Shalom nikra Tzavakos el al shem Yisrael. It's always said about the Jewish people. It's not about Hashem. Shenemar, Hotzesi es Tzavakos, it's Tzavot Zayis, Ami b'nei Somer Tzrayim, right? the Torah's Chaim points out, there's never a place in the Torah or Tanakh where it says Tzevakos by itself. It's always with another word, right? Hashem Tzevakos, Elohim Tzevakos says in Tehillim. It never says Tzevakos by itself. So Rabbi Yossi says it's not even holy. Okay, the machlok is about that. I think we do it. We assume it is. Okay. Yeah. What? It's a vakos. I don't know. Yeah. Amar Shmuel ain't alacha Rabbi Yossi. We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. Next, Tana Rabbanan. Kol atafel l'shem. Anything secondary to the name, right? Beimelafanav, beimelachav, and is a nimchak that could be erased. For example, lefanav ketzad. What's lefanav? Lehashem delamid nimchak. Can erase the lamid. Behashem beiz nimchak. Can erase the beiz. Vehashem vav. Can erase the vav. Mehashem mem nimchak. Can erase the mem. Shehashem shenimchak. Why is it? I have to give so many examples. So many examples. Hey Hashem, hey Nimchak, the hey could be erased. Be Hashem, Kashem, sorry, Kaf Nimchak, it could be erased. Lachrov, Ketad, Elokei Nu, Nu Nimchak, the Nun Vav could be erased. Elokei Hem, hey Nimchak, the hey Nem could be erased. Elokei Chem, Kaf Mem Nimchak, the Kaf Mem could be erased. Achem Omrim, Lachrov Eino Nimchak, no. If it's after the name, you can't erase it. Why? Shekvar Kacha Hashem, because you already wrote Hashem's name. You want Hashem's name. You can't erase that anymore. We're passing like that. Right? Avraham, Delatya, Lenavos, Begivos, Binyamin, Shlomo, Daniel, Simon. All that's a Simon. Now, I'll tell you the truth. We're going to read the Gemara now. This is either very esoteric or really beyond me. So the first one we all know. The first one says like this. Kol she'emos ha'omer Torah b'Avraham Kodesh. Every time it says the word Hashem, or a name that's similar to Hashem, like Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud, is always holy. Chutz mizeh, except for one, Shu Chol, which was Chol, where it said, Shenemar, Yom Hashem, Ibn Matos, Yichain, Beinecha. No, that's not the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yom, it doesn't say Hashem, it says Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud.
So it says, depending on how it could be master, or it could be...
So who was Avram talking to? Was he talking to Hashem when he said that? Or was talking to the angels. So this Manda Amar says he was talking to the angels. So it's not a holy word. But the Gemara writes Yud Yud here. It's not Yud Yud. It's Aleph Dal Nun Yud. So what Avram said, was he talking to my master, my lord? Was he talking to the angels? Or was he talking to Hashem? Right? Al Nasav Baldecha. Don't go away. I'll be right back, Hashem. I'll be right back. Right? Or what does it mean? Or it means no, I was talking to the guys. Don't leave. Don't leave. I want to do chesed. Don't leave. Right? Chanina ben Achai, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Zayi, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lazar, Amodai, Omri, Avzeh Kodesh. That also was Kodesh. Now, Keman, Ozla, Hadam, Revud, Arav, Gedola, Kanach, Nasus, Archim, Yosef, Kabbalah, Bei Ashchina. How do you know that guest is greater than Kabbalah, Bei Ashchina? Who said that? Keman, Kosu, Zog, those second ones. It was holy also. Avram was talking to Hashem, and Avram said, Hashem, don't leave, I gotta go do Chesed. So what do you see? Doing Chesed is greater than being with Hashem. If you hold that he was talking to those guys, the angels, and he said, don't leave, I want to do chesed. You don't learn the halacha that Kabbalah B'nei Shechina is pushed aside for chesed because he was talking to regular people. Well, he thought they were regular people. They were angels, but he thought they were regular people. Okay?
Is this where Rashi got it from?
This is exactly where Rashi got it from. This is exactly where Rashi got it from. The question you have to ask yourself is, what drove some Rishonim to learn that it wasn't talking to Hashem?
It was the angels.
He was talking to the angels. The Gemara has a machlokas.
Yeah.
Some say he was talking to the angels. Some say he was talking to Hashem. What is the reason why you would say he's talking to the angels?
Because
on the pshat level, it makes more sense to say he was talking to the angels. However, then you lose out on learning this halacha. You lose out on this halacha, right? Now, someone pointed this out to me. I never thought of it. And yeah, I never. No, it's in here. It's in Vayera. Oh, Here. It says Vayomar. And there's an asnachta by the word Vayomar.
Vayomar.
Vayomar. Adonai. Why is there an asnachta to the word Vayomar? And he said, like it's a comma there. What did he say? Very, very rare. Very rare. You have it a few times with an asnachta after the first word. That pasuk has an asnachta. That led to Rishonim. What's going on here? Who's Avram talking to? He's not talking to Hashem. Then it would have said, Vayomar Hashem. Right. Don't leave. Vayomar, my friends, don't leave. I want to do... You see that? The trup made them learn that a pashup shot was, he wasn't talking to Hashem. Because then the Hashem doesn't make any sense. Why is there a pause after the word Vayomar? Such an unbelievable... I never thought of that. You know? What? I don't know. It could be. I don't know. So you hear that part?
Therefore,
he's talking to the angels. He's talking to Hashem. What do you mean, Vayomar Hashem? Doesn't make any sense. Vayomar Hashem, don't leave. I have to leave. I want to go to Chesed. But he's talking to the angels. Vayomar, guys, don't leave. Makes perfect sense. Why is there an asnach there for Vayomar?
Yeah.
Right?
No, listen. I was talking referring to the angels. Vayomar. Why is there an asnach
there? Well, who asked? We're running out of time. What? Vayomar, and he said, "Sirs, lords, please don't leave." If he's talking to Hashem, Vayomar Hashem, he said to Hashem, don't leave. It makes much more sense that way. So the truck, listen, there's the man Amar and the Gemara says he's talking to Hashem.
Right.
So why go out of your way and say that he wasn't talking to Hashem? I don't want to learn the halacha of the chesed pushes away. Why don't I learn the halacha? Such a nice halacha. Every kid comes home and says, you know, by the way, you know that if you can do chesed, it's greater than serving Hashem. Greater than being with Hashem. Such an unbelievable halacha. All the Pashtunim don't learn that halacha. Why? Because he wasn't talking to Hashem. What possessed him to say that? Because the truck possessed him to say that. Such an unbelievable thing. Anyway.
That's where he got the truck.
Now next. Kol Shemus Hamur Belot Chol. Every time by Lot it says a holy word, we think it's holy, it's Chol. Chutz Mizeh Shukot Hashanem V'yom Lot Elokim Alehem Alna Hashem Hina Matza Avdecha Chein Beidecha. Okay. Who's the only one who can live or make people live or die is Hashem. Kol shemus hamurz b'navos kodesh. Every word said by navos is holy. B'micha chol, b'micha it's chol. B'elazar omer b'navos kodesh. B'micha yesh mem chol, v'yesh mem kodesh. Aleph lamed is chol. Yudhei is kodesh. Chutz mizu, sh'aleph lamed hu kodesh. Except for this one, it's also kodesh. Kol yimei heyos, beis elokim, shilo. Fine. Call Shemus and words Begivas Binyamin. Any word said Begivas Binyamin. Rabbelazar Omer Chol, Mishu Omer Kodesh. Amol Rabbelazar Begivas Tiach Ve'en Ose. Hashem promises doesn't deliver, which is what happened over there. Amol Mishu, no. Mashiach Tiach Ose. What Hashem promises, He does deliver. Ve'heim Lo Bechinu in Lanetach in Netach. They didn't ask if they'd be successful or not. But Achmona Shebichanu Hiskim Al Yodav. The second time when they asked if they're going to be successful, Hashem told me, yeah. Shinemar, Upinchas Bin Lazar Ben Aaron HaKohen, Omer Lefana B'yama Mahim, Lomer Lemer HaOsef, O Letesel Melchama, Im B'ni Bin Yamin, Achai Im Echdal, right? Am I gonna win? And Hashem said, yeah, you're going to win. But the first time, they weren't going to win, and I wasn't talking to Hashem anyway. Kol Shlomo, Amor B'Shur Hashirim Kodesh. Yeah. Any Shlomo in the word, in the song of Shir Hashirim, Shir Hashirim Hashar L'Shlomo is not talking about Shlomo. Who's it talking about? Hashem. Shir Lumi Shah Shalom Shalom. It's the one who's all peaceful. Who's that? Hashem. Chutz Mizu, except for this one. It says, Karmi Shali, Lifanai, Ha'alef Lecha Shlomo. That's Shlomo. Shlomo, that's Shlomo himself. U'masayim L'notrim Es Pirio, and 200 guarding over his stuff. That's Drabanan. That's Drabanan. V'yashomrim Avzechol, even that's Chol. Hine mitasi Shal Shlomo Shishim, it's also Chol. The bed of Shlomo had 60. Avzeh V'lo Bo'yeich. This one, not the other one. Ella ha the Amar Shmuel Malchusa dekatle chad mishisa ba'alma lomiancha. If a king kills 1/6, he's not punished. What does that mean exactly? Shenemar kavishli shali lefana alf lecha shlomo lamalchusa derekia umasayim lanotrim espirio. So 200 out of 1,000 is a fifth. So that you have to keep, but a sixth you can kill. All that's going out of these, whether or not it's a kodesh or chol. So Shmuel didn't hold like either the Tanakama or the Yesh Omrim. Halacha kama v'yishomrim ze kodesh v'zehu chol demitaso. One was kodesh and one was and the one on, the word about mitaso is chol. Ushlom omer ki yishomrim, and Shlomo says like the yishomrim. Okay, kol malchi yada umrim b'Daniel chol. Every kingdom that's said by Daniel is chol. Chutz mizeshu kodesh ant malka melach malchaya di elosh maya malchusa chatna v'tkafa v'kare yahavlach. That's kodesh. V'yishomrim. Avzeh Kodesh. This was also Kodesh. Shnemar, Mori, Chelma, Lasanecha, Upishara, Larecha. Laman Ka Amar. Who do you say that to? Esau Kedaitach Lenevuchadetzar Kabalei. If he's at the Nevuchadetzar, Sinusa, my new. Who's hated over here? Yisrael. The Yisrael are the enemies of the Nevuchadetzar. So, Milat Kalayat Luli Yisrael. He's cursing Yisrael. Right? That can't be right. Rather, the word Mori here means Hashem. And it said Hashem should interpret the dream for the one that hates them, which is Nebuchadnezzar for Israel.
So do we understand from this that if the word Malka cannot be erased, is this why when people write G-D instead of writing out God?
No, the reason why they do that is because doesn't make a difference what language it is. Right? Doesn't make a difference the language.
Right.
Any language, you can't erase Hashem's name. Right? That's why. The Tanakh and the Savar, Shoni Yisrael Ikka, Shono the Ode Gacham Leka. Only that he was only cursing the Shoni Yisrael, not the Shoni of the Avodah Zarah. Okay, fine. Next. Ubechal Kinuyin Hare Elu Chayavin. All these Kinuyin Mechayiv, if you swear in any of these words. Verminu. One second. It says, Yitain Hashem Ozcho La'ala Ula Shavua. It says Hashem, this is by a sota. By a sota it says that the Kohen will make an Allah and a Shavua. Not Talmud Lomar. V'akfon Nemar v'shbiya Kohen is a Isha b'shavuos Allah. It already said it. I'll say it again. L'fish Nemar v'shama kol Allah. Since it says over here by Shavuos Edus, you're going to hear the voice of the Allah. What's Allah? A curse. Nemar kat Allah. V'nel alahalan Allah. Malahalan Shavua. Afkan Shavua. Malahalan b'shem, afkan b'shem. Okay? So what do you see from here? That Shavuot Edus requires Hashem's name. It's Gzeir Shava from Sota. I'm sorry. So the question is, where did Kinuyim come from? How can you do Kinuyim? Learning out of Sota, only Hashem's name. Where do you get all these Kinuyim from? So Amar Abaya, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. It's two man to Amar's. Ha Reb Chia Chanina Bar Idi Ha Rabbanon the Tanya Reb Chanina Bar Idi Omer Hov Amr Torah He Shava Al Tishava. Since the Torah says by Shavuos Hadayonim to swear and also don't swear falsely Kilel, the Torah says by Sota that she's going to get cursed, and it also says Al Tikalel, and it says don't curse Hashem. Right? Sometimes you have to swear. Sometimes you shouldn't swear. Sometimes you have to curse. Sometimes you're not allowed to curse. Right? Ma shava b'shem, af lo tishava b'shem. Just like swearing has to do with Hashem's name, so too, not swearing with Hashem's name.
We just had this week's part without Hashem's name.
Okay, we'll get to this part. Okay, good. Ma kila b'shem, af lo kila b'shem. So too, cursing with Hashem's name, and also not with Hashem's name. For Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan hold any kina is good, where they get that from? I gemiri gzeir shava, niboy shem hamyuchad. If you learn the Gzeirah Shava, then you require only Hashem's name, right? E lo gemiri Gzeirah Shava, all of the Shavua he imin Allahu. So if he doesn't learn that Gzeirah Shava, how does he know it's even a Shavua? Nafkale mitatanya Allah. It says the word Allah. Ain li Allah Elash Shavua. Allah mitat Shavua. V'chenu Omer v'yishava hakoyin as isha b'shavuos Allah. Right? Hasam Shavuos Allah k'tiv. There it says Shavuos Allah, so it's still left. How do we know that by Shavuos Edus, when it says Allah, it means a Shavuah? So Hachi Kamar Allah ain't all El Shavuah. V'chein Omar v'shpiyah Koran Isha v'shavuas ha'Allah, because it says by Sota Shavuos Allah. Uminayin lasos Shavuah ain't ima Allah v'shavuah sheyesh imo Allah. How do you know to do even if without an Allah? Talmud Lomar v'shama kol Allah v'shama Allah v'shama kol. All that is all the same. It's all the same, and therefore an Allah and a Shavuah is the same thing, and therefore it's all the same. And therefore, even a kinu is also included, right? And look at this. This week's parsha, it says, let's stop with this. Where is that? When Moshe runs away, what? Right, when Moshe runs away. Vayoel Moshe lo sheves eso ish. What does Vayoel Moshe mean? Vayoel Moshe lo sheves eso ish. Right, so Rashi gets two pshatim. Rashi says, Vayoel Moshe, kitagumo, like the Targum said. What did the Targum say? Targum said, Utsivi Moshe. Moshe wanted to. He desired. He wanted to stay. Vayoel Moshe wanted to stay. Fidomolo, Hoel Novelin. Right? Umidrasho, Lashon Allah. It's a Shvua. Right? Nishbalo, he swore. Shalo Yaziz, Midyan, Kiyim, Birshu. So he wouldn't leave unless he got permission from Yisrael. You see? It's a Shvua. This week's parsha, Vayoel Moshe, all the Shvua. Right? And it includes all the Kinuyim because it's compared to Sota. It's not compared fully, so it includes all the Kinuyim. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.